welcome to an exclusive TalkingHops.com OG Taste Tasting Room from Off the Rails Podcast. I'm Noah, and I'm joined with Bubba, and we're about to enter OG Taste Tasting Room.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad we're doing this. It's we're a little behind on our tap house of the month.
Yeah. Yes, we're slightly behind.
Look for those coming soon. I'm sure I can pull something off the top of my head.
Maybe without, from China. You're headed to China.
That's a good call.
You could get a tap house in China.
That's not a bad idea.
I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
We're going to do an exclusive tasting that only you'll be able to get here at TalkingHops.com.
That's correct.
And what are we tasting tonight?
We are tasting from Sonoran Brewing Company in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
White chocolate ale.
White chocolate ale.
Yeah.
Not a stout.
It's got a picture of, looked like a couple Matterhorn, like some Matterhorns up there, dude.
So normally the chocolate is usually in the stout region, but this is an ale. So this should be different.
They're trying to mix it in. We've had a couple chocolate IPAs recently. Stone had a little chocolate IPA, which I liked. Most people are like bitching. That's what they do, these craft beer people. Okay. I don't bitch. I just drink it. I like all of it.
You know, beer's beer, man. Yeah, if it's not good, you don't drink it again.
If it's got alcohol, I'm pretty much going to drink it, just like the Baijiu.
Go listen to our podcast to get that reference, but okay.
All right. So this is inspired by the beauty of the White Mountains of Arizona. Okay, the White Mountains. I thought they had Black Mountains. The Sonoran White Chocolate Ale is a light, refreshing, and completely unique wheat beer. Like a fine chocolate, this brew has a delicate aroma and a subtle taste of white chocolate. Like to experiment? Mix it in a beer blend with our Inebriator Stout.
Oh, okay.
A loaded brownie, or with our root beer soda for a Tootsie Roll. For the ultimate foodie experience, part it with coconut shrimp or lobster. Enjoy with your meal and another for dessert. Cheers.
All right. Well, that's a good... I like that description. I like that they're giving you an actual recipe.
Yeah.
A beer recipe, Bubba. Did you ever think we'd get to the day where we were giving beer recipes?
This is like a regular Martha Stewart's Rachel Ray,
mix this beer with this beer to get this beer.
4.7.
Mix this beer with this beer to get drunk.
Yes. Right, because 4.7 is not going to do it.
This is a very light beer. Yeah. All right, so
You need to mix it with the stout to get it where it needs to be.
So the ASTMO, the appearance is first.
It's almost like a...
It looks like a Hefeweizen to me.
It does. It's a little orange and gold, like a golden orange. You can get some orange in there.
It's kind of thick. It's not a see-through beer. You're not going to see through it.
No, it's not quite as thick as some other...
And the lacing is really nice. I like the lacing on this beer.
Are you getting lacing? Look at that. I'm not.
You're not getting any. I'm getting some lacing
on it. It might be
beer.
A leftover from the last beer you drank.
Oh, maybe.
Because look at this, Bubba. Check out your lacing. I'm not getting any. Look at this.
I'm getting lacing in this beer.
I get no.
Yeah.
No lacing.
I think that's the leftover watermelon Dorado.
Okay. Well, it could be. All right. So let's smell. AS, the smell. Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Hints of chocolate.
You can smell that subtle chocolate.
Definitely subtle, but there. It's definitely. It's not. I wouldn't say subtle. I would say it's light, but it's there. You can definitely smell it.
You're definitely getting. I get the wheat beer smell as well. The wheat ale. I'm smelling that ale aroma that you get with all these wheat beers.
All right. So the AST. It's time to taste it, Bubba. Salute.
Salute.
Definitely taste the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
It is subtle, though. It's not overpowering, which is good. And you get the ale. You get the wheat beer flavor on the back end.
That's actually a really good beer. It's 4.7. It's not going to, get crazy out of hand. It's got good flavor. The chocolate, to me, is not too overpowering.
It's not too overpowering at all.
It's subtle, but it's there.
Yeah.
And I agree. You do get a nice flavor from the beer, the wheat beer flavor. This is actually not bad. It's better than I was expecting.
It's actually, I'm getting a slight, a very slight sour flavor as well. but very subtle. Like I would say, like even a one or two on the sour scale.
I gotta say, this beer is
It's like a chocolate tardy.
Tardy. I would drink this beer. This is a good beer, and I like it. I do like the fact. I know you're not a big fan, but I do like the fact. And Bubba, maybe you'll agree. I do like the fact that it's only 4.7. You could have a few of these.
Yes.
Well, you can have a few of anything.
Well, you could have a few more of these without having your dick in the sand.
Yeah. It's a sessionable beer.
So, ASTM, mouthfeel.
It's very...
I'm thinking it's very crisp. I don't think it's creamy at all.
No, it's crisp.
It's got a good crisp feel. I am starting to get that sour, that little bit of sour tinge to it.
It's crisp and dry. My mouth, once it leaves, you feel the chocolate leaving and you get a little sour, then my mouth is dry.
Yeah.
So this is a dry finish.
All right. Well, everybody is waiting patiently for the O. Sean, what do you rate this beer?
I would say I would call it a straight four.
Straight four, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, straight four.
That's about what I thought. I thought you might go a little higher, but yeah, four.
I thought about it for a second.
But you know, I think I'm happy with you giving this a four. It seems how it is a 4.7 on the Richter scale, which I know you take points off for that.
Well, to me, four is the baseline to being a good beer. Anything under four is, I wouldn't go back. And this is borderline. I don't know. I mean, if you had some again, I might try it, but I wouldn't buy it and drink it again myself.
Yeah, you know, I would buy this.
But if I came over and you had some and you offered me one or offered me some.
Well, let's be clear. If I offered you a beer, it would have to be a really skunky beer for you to say no.
Well, there's some Miller Lite in your fridge I saw at the bottom.
Well, that's thanks to Mickey Miller, and that's been in there a lot longer than this beer.
Well, that's going to be real tasty when he comes back over.
All right, well, so 4.0 for the Sonoran White Chocolate Ale from Phoenix, Arizona. So
Santan's better brewery in Phoenix, everybody. Just okay. Go to Santan.
Well, there you go. So that is your Talking Hops exclusive OG Taste Tasting Room, brought to you by Off the Rails Podcast. Head to offtherailspodcast.com to listen to our great podcast. We have a podcast that just went up recently talking about MLB The Show 17, video game athletes, and tips if you're heading to China. So go give that a listen. And in the meantime, for Sean and Bubba, I would like to say this has been another OG Taste Tasting Room.
Well, you guys haven't even left the tasting room yet.
I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to get the show done before we even get kicked out. No. I don't want to get booted.
Oh.
I'm trying not to get booted.
You guys want to hang out?
Yeah, let's hang out. All party. Right. Let's party down here. All right. Well, we're going to take off, and we'll be down here for a while. So this has been OG Taste Tasting Room, brought to you by OffTheRailsPodcast.com. Enjoy.